morning, everybody. I hope you are all safe and well. So my name, for those who don't know me, Matthew Pratt, Group Chief Executive. I'm joined today by Barbara Richmond, Group Finance Director, and of course, John Tutt, our Chairman. So I'll start by summarising the highlights of today's results, and then we'll move to questions. Clearly, we're delighted to announce a strong first half performance whilst continuing to operate under strict COVID secure measures. The pandemic and return to activity has absolutely confirmed that we have the right product in the right place at the right time. Completions were 20% ahead at 3,065 homes, and we delivered a 20% increase in group revenue to £1,041 million due to our strong opening order book and resilient demand. We also achieved a pre-tax profit of £174 million, an 11% increase on last year. The performance has been driven by focusing on what we do best, which is building highly desirable, high-quality homes across England and Wales. Redrow's larger, quality family homes, located in great places with open spaces, aligned perfectly with changing customers' priority that balance work, home and the local community. At Redrow, our commitment is to create thriving communities where people want to live by building responsibly and valuing our people. During a period of intense activity to rebuild output, it's pleasing to report we have maintained high levels of customer satisfaction, and I'm grateful to our teams for their ongoing hard work and commitment during what are these challenging times. The industry has weathered a turbulent time and would benefit from greater regularity and fiscal certainty. This is essential if the industry is to deliver much needed homes for the UK. Start-stop fiscal policy and regulatory uncertainty do not assist us in the medium-term planning. We want to work in partnership with government and other industry players to come up with a thorough, sustainable plans for the future. Looking ahead, we've continued to maintain a very, very strong order book, an excellent cash position, a desirable product, and we have a resilient target market. These fundamentals mean we can look confidently to the future, fulfilling our ambition to rebuild and grow the business. Reflecting our confidence, the board is delighted to resume the dividend payment of an interim dividend of 6p. With that, I'll now take some questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you have joined us online, please use the flag icon. Our first question today comes from Will Jones from Redburn. Please go ahead when you're ready, Will.
Thank you. I've got three questions if I could, please. First, maybe just if we could explore your experience around Help to Buy and the transition. Obviously, it looks like you sold pretty well this side of the new year, but I guess any wider comments on how that's being taken regionally, I suppose, and perhaps if you could comment on what kind of portion of sales you expect it to be as you transition across to part two. The second was perhaps just if you could help us with site numbers. There is guidance in the presentation, I think, for the rest of the year, but just how you're thinking about that evolution of numbers across 22 and 23, and as best you can help us, what degree of visibility and confidence you have on the prognosis there. And then the last one, maybe just if you could help us just understand exactly around the London exit. And I think in the statement you talk about six sites, four of which have gone. Were they all, can you help us with whether they were sold or traded out, or how they went in the first half? And then the remaining two, again, how you expect to exit those? Is that a trade out or a sale? And if possible, within that, sorry, I think there's 2,500 plots left in London. How much of that is Colindale, and how much is the remaining two? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Will. So you start with Help to Buy. I think I've already said, you know, we've got a very, very strong order book, of which, you know, 750 million of that is beyond both the Help to Buy change and the stamp duty holiday, which is really showing the resilience of what our product is about. So in terms of trading, we're not seeing any difference in trading across our businesses. North, clearly we've got a completely different cap in the north, which is a lot lower than that in the south. And we're not seeing any impact with regards to the change of Help to Buy. But, you know, our product tends to be more focused on people with deposits and an element of equity. So, you know, we'd probably be one of the least affected by the changes to Help to Buy, you would imagine. So, you know, I'm not seeing any sort of changes from Help to Buy, and it's great to see, really. And we're very pleased, but I know we've been planning for it for a very long time, and, you know, it wasn't a surprise to us that this was the case.
Maybe it's too much detail, but of your sales, say, this part of the new year, do you have a rough view of how much of that is helped about at the moment?
This side of the new year?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the share of groups that is using, yeah, the share of group reservations using the new Help to Buy. It's probably too short a window to judge, but
this side of the new year, I mean, we're down about 23%, something like that. It's low, really. It's half
right,
of where
no,
it was.
Yep.
And I think in the reality is we expect it to probably be half of what it's been, if not a little bit more.
Correct. About half of historic levels is where we expect to land up. I mean, if you look at the 750 million. Order book at the end of last week, private, only 10% of that's Help to Buy.
Okay, that's great, thanks, good colour.
Okay.
Outlets?
Yeah, site numbers, we're currently running at 118, you know, we don't expect to grow that very much over the next 12 months, but clearly, you know, after that period, we expect to accelerate that forward as we hit into 2023. As we buy the land comes forward. So that's where we are with site numbers. But clearly, we've got a huge order book, which we've got to start winding down.
Yeah. On London.
Yeah.
So on London, one site was sold of the six. One site was the JV, which we've now finished. So we've recovered the last of our investment in that. But clearly, there's no turnover or anything. Two were not sales, they were just sort of exiting sites where we were preferred developers. So that's the four that's gone. The two that are yet to go, they will be in the second half, they will be sales. They're not in the plots because we're holding them for sale, Will. So what you're seeing in the plots are only the sites that we are building out, which is effectively West Drayton, Padcroft and Royal Docks plus Collindale. They're all stuff we're building.
Got you. Thank you.